Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Initially nullified were counted yesterday. Starbucks challenged the rejected votes after the count was 8-7 in favor of unionization. An NLRB decision out of Atlanta allowed the late votes to be counted. And after yesterday's additional vote count, it was tied at 10 with one vote still under challenge. A tie vote rejects unionization. A doozy of a day on Wall Street. The Dow gave back 981 points. Greg Merkel of FSC Securities says investors are concerned about the Fed raising the interest rate.
By doing that, you slow down the economy. It's like putting the foot on the brake pedal a little bit, and it depends on how hard you do that. Letting your foot off the gas is one thing. Hitting the brakes is a different thing.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for a few showers during the afternoon. Quite cloudy with a high 59. Patchy clouds for tonight with a low 51. Warmer tomorrow with sunshine and patchy clouds and a high 75. Partly cloudy and mild tomorrow night with a low 60. Monday, periods of rain and a thunderstorm with a high of 68. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Thanks, Gregory. 58 degrees with mostly cloudy skies in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, Linda Pellegrino hosting Senior Radio Buffalo. So, hoping everybody is having a great weekend. Weather is starting to change, and we have so much to look forward to this coming season. Thought I would tell you that back in this month, in 1973, something fun happened. The first public portable phone call was placed by inventor Martin Cooper. Now, he is the guy who first invented the cordless phone, right? The portable phone. It looked like a brick, okay? But it was a portable phone. And Cooper later revealed that watching Captain Kirk use his communicator on the TV show Star Trek inspired him to develop the mobile phone. So there you go. You never know. When something artificial or something that you might see on TV that was so fantastic at the time is inspiration to make something for real. Isn't that cool? And what was nice is to know that back on this date in 1973, I was just, what, a high school senior at the time. Yeah, can you believe that? And so I was around when that call first came in by that inventor, Martin Cooper. So I remember the old phones with the wires and the cords. And of course, I've got the little one today that everybody's using that you can take with you and have with you completely cordless 24/7. So that's kind of what's nice about having a few years under your belt. And we thought we would just kind of jump off from that point, just kind of fun trivia for you this morning. We're going to be talking with some really great folks from Catholic Medical Partners, because Catholic Medical Partners brings us this show. They have a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. And throughout the last couple of weeks and the last few months, we've really spoken to a lot of great doctors from Catholic Medical Partners. And today, the subject is going to be independent adults and living, okay? People need different services for older adults. So we're going to be talking about that today with three wonderful social workers from Catholic Medical Partners. We've got David Nannen, Kathy Braganola, and Tina Sonker, who's with us. So good morning, everybody. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Nice group. All right, so David, let's start with you. David, tell me about the support services available for older adults that want to remain independent in their home.
Sure. Linda, thank you so much again for taking the time and having us on your show. We greatly appreciate that. And what we'd like to do today is obviously we'd like to try and get an awareness out there for everyone in the area and your listening audience. So the question is, so we want to do, what services are at home for our elderly persons, right? So typically, you know, we would discuss with many of our patients and their families, and we also often come to talk about hiring in-home caregivers. And these are individuals you hire who would help with light housekeeping or chaperoning to appointments or chaperoning, you know, to help get grocery shopping. So then it comes down to, you know, what type of aid do you want to have? Do you want to have an aid from an agency, or would you rather personally hire someone like a neighbor or someone you might know? And I guess what I wanted to say about this topic is the demand really outnumbers the available aids in our community. That's a current issue right now is that the demand outweighs the supply. So That's one issue that's happening in our area. So when you're trying to remain independent, you know, be sure to take that into the equation, that it's difficult to find someone these days. It's not always easy. And then, of course, there is a cost involved with it as well, too. So, you know, if you're trying to get an aid to an agency, you're going to be paying roughly about $25 to $30 an hour. So just know that going in, that there's going to be a cost involved, and you know, aides usually want to come out for at least 3 hours, so it's not just, you know, come out for 1 hour and be done. They usually come for at least a minimum of 3 hours. So that's usually a topic we like to have with many people in the community about aids. And then sometimes, you know, you can't afford it, so sometimes you got to come up with alternative options, like maybe through the volunteer senior companion program. So here in Erie County, there's People Incorporated, and in Niagara County, they have what's called HANSI. Again, these are, you apply for this, and there's people who volunteer their time to help you out, come do different tasks with you, whether it's maybe go with you to appointments or just be a companion with you at your home and play games. So there's the volunteer senior program. Other ways of helping to help elderly people stay at home, another service that many people are probably aware of is Meals on Wheels. There's also home-delivered meals, a popular one now is Mom's Meals. Or also, maybe you just want to get maybe the home-delivered groceries right to the home. And a big program for that is, obviously, maybe people have heard of Instacart. Instacart.com is often used. And they work with, you know, Topps Grocery Store, Wegmans, Aldi. They also do BJ's, and they can do your local pharmacies like Rite Aid and Walgreens and CVS. Another delivery is Price Right and Dash's Delivery as well, too. So, you know, meals being delivered is crucial for any elderly person at home.
Hey, David, can people find these people by calling you at Catholic Medical Partners?
Well, I would probably recommend, you know, they probably might want to reach out to the county, to the county senior services probably.
Okay.
Or they can call 211. We typically work for our doctors and their patients.
Okay. What's 211?
I would say, you can call 211. Mm-hmm. That's a local number that they do many different services for resources.
Is that in Erie County or is that in all of our counties?
Both Erie and Niagara County.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you can call 211. Okay.
Correct. 211.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, David. I just want to save enough time for Kathy and Tina, but go ahead quickly.
Yep. Senior transportation, obviously, that's important, and you can always get county or town van or wheelchair. You know, medication delivery, that's always important to help keep individuals at home, whether it's, you know, there's a program called Mobile Pharmacy, and they do home delivery for medications. We also would talk about maybe getting a life alert button if they want to remain independent at home,
yes,
too. That's important. Or, you know, maybe like join one of these, depending on their insurance, if they have Medicaid and Medicare, maybe they do like a PACE program where they, you know, they can go out for the day. So these are all just different ideas to help that we would review with someone if they were looking to remain independent at home.
Thank you, David. There's a lot of different things there. I'm sure our listeners, that was quite eye-opening. They didn't realize you could have all those things if you're living at home. Now, Kathy, let's talk about the community services available for older adults outside of the home.
Yes, thank you, Linda. And I just wanted to mention, too, with some of the resources, you know, people can have numerous things. So, you know, they can have some supports in the home, and then they can have some supports outside of the home. So there is a thing called Adult Day Programs, which is available in both Erie and Niagara County. And they can help, that program can help enable adults to go to a safe place that offers care and activities that are tailored to meet their individual needs. And this could be medical and social. The day program would do an assessment of the person's needs, and then, you know, based on availability and funding of the program, that might be one option that people can take outside of the home. There's also dining programs in both Erie and Niagara. In Erie County, there's the Stay Fit Dining Program, which provides a nutritious noonday meal and also provides socialization because people can get together to eat the meal. And in Niagara County, it's called Eat Well, Stay Well. And that's pretty much, you know, the same kind of program that Erie County has. It's available for older adults 60 and up, and the suggested contribution is $3, although no one is turned away. So it's really a reasonable cost.
Oh, yeah.
And this program takes place throughout Erie, Niagara County in apartment buildings, senior apartments, and in senior centers.
Wow. Now, Kathy, for people to find out more about that, do you recommend that they call 211 as well?
211, or they can look on the Erie County or Niagara County Senior Services website.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And I'm sure most of our listeners do have that number because we've called it many, many a time. Let's get Tina in on this. Tina, tell us about the available supporting housing resources for older adults who can no longer remain independent in their home.
Yes, thank you, Linda. I just, some of the supportive services for seniors when they can no longer remain independent in their home. Some examples are senior retirement communities, enriched housing, adult homes, but such as, like, what I mean by that is assisted living or adult care. Some of our seniors need memory care facilities. There's also skilled facilities. They need a little bit more help with their activities of daily living. So these are some program, some housing services there for the seniors as well. Some of them do accept Medicaid. Some of the services are, they will need private financial support.
Okay, but it sounds like there are just so many different options, whether you're in the home, you're outside the home, or now available supportive housing resources for older adults who now have to make that transition from remaining in their own home now. to another type of facility. I'll tell you, folks, you bring a lot of information. Catholic Medical Partners has been great on this show. We're constantly getting new information. And I understand, David, we'll just go back to you briefly, that really the information is kind of fluid. More services are becoming available all the time.
Yes, they are. And, you know, that's kind of what we try and stay on top of is, you know, if there's different programs, whether it's eligibility requirements or age requirements, whatever it might be, new programs are coming in. So we try and stay on top of it and try and make sure that, you know, the best available information we can provide to the patients of our doctors.
And do you find that a lot of people take advantage of just about like all of the programs that you have all been telling us about?
Well, I can say, for example, like, you know, a lot of families, when we talk with them, have some idea about some things, but they don't know the exact details. Or so it really helps, you know, when we have this discussion with the families to try and, you know, provide more detail, more light on, you know, what it is that maybe their questions are. So,
well,
especially when it comes to the AIDS. When it comes to the AIDS, a lot of families, you know, some of them think, you know, I saw a TV commercial where they said I can be paid to be the caregiver for my loved one, like a mother or something. So,
right.
You know, details of that we got to explain to them as well, too. So.
Well, you've taken, I think, a lot of the fear out of a lot of these questions where we were afraid we had no answers for. And these are the wonderful social workers with Catholic Medical Partners, David Nannen, Kathy Bragnola, and also Tina Sunker. Thank you so much. And remember, everybody, Catholic Medical Partners has a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, welcome to the program again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino here with you, your host. Where would I rather be? Nowhere else. because this is exactly the seat I need to be in to hear what's going on in Western New York and to pass so much good news on to our listeners. And we have more and more listeners every week. We're so excited. I know, because I get stopped in the store and people tell me that they love the show and they love the kinds of things that we talk about because they did not know this, okay? So many things happening around us, and yet sometimes if we just listen to the headlines, we miss life. We miss the beauty and the goodness of life and the people who are around us and our wonderful Western New York neighbors. And that includes the incredible folks who help us through People Inc. People Inc. has been an incredible non-for-profit agency helping people from little ones all the way through, yes, our seniors, with really no matter what life throws at them, they can help you. And that's what they're there for. We're going to talk a little bit more about People Inc., and then we're going to talk about some senior living apartments that are available for the seniors who are listening. All you need to have is basically an income qualification, which really I think it really will allow an awful lot of people to call in for these apartments. It's very, very generous, I think. We have Rhonda Frederick, who is here. She is the president and CEO of our wonderful People Inc. And we have Sarah Bonstadt, who is here, who is the People Inc. Senior Living Policy Administrator. We'll start with Sarah, or with the Rhonda. Rhonda, you service, what, over like 11,000 people here in Western New York, including Rochester?
11,000 every year.
Amazing. Amazing. And this all came to be 52 years ago, when some parents realized that there weren't enough services for their kids as they were getting older.
Right, as they were aging out of school, transitioning out of school, there weren't too many adult services for individuals with disabilities. So a group of parents got together, formed People Inc., and then as the years went by, people recognized what a fabulous job we did working with people with disabilities. So now we're in the senior services world.
Yes, and we're looking at apartments, and having a disability is not a qualification. All it is having an income that fits the qualification. And for that, we're going to talk to Sarah Bonstadt, because I love the idea of these senior living apartments. So Sarah, tell us how people might get in touch with you if they're interested in one of these great apartments.
Sure, there's two best ways to get in touch with us. By phone, 716-880-3890, and then of course on the web, www.people-inc.org.
Cool. Now, how soon might these apartments be ready?
You know what? There's waiting lists at most of all of our sites, but sometimes it's a month, and then sometimes it could be up to a year. So depending on the location, and it's always changing. People are moving in, moving out. So the market's hot right now. People are selling their homes. So if they need a place to go, the best thing to do would be to call and get an application first.
Yeah, by all means, get on the list, because you never know.
You can always reapply.
Right. And let me ask you, Rhonda, how long have you folks now been offering all of these great, not only senior living apartments, but these senior services?
We started our senior services in the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. We were approached by HUD to get into the housing business. They loved what we did on the disability side. And then we saw a need. There's a need for case management. There's a need for therapeutic day programs for individuals with memory issues, case management, home health care, OTPT speech, those kinds of services, rehab services out of the home. And we just, began, and I think we're really good at what we do.
I do too. It seems to me, Rhonda, is that you basically work with an individual, and if there's a need that isn't met, You invent the support system for that person, and then it grows and grows and envelops other people who may need that service.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't find that they go away, with people. People have unique needs, and it's so great to know that People Inc. is there to answer that and say, okay, let's try this, or let's go here, or let's put some professionals together and come up with something for this person.
I think the thing you'll see in our staff is incredible enthusiasm and love for the work they're doing, and it comes across each and every day. And even, from the first phone call you make to us, the person answering the phone really wants to help.
That's fantastic. And you're looking for more people who have that caring gene, right?
We always are looking for staff. We have a lot of wonderful jobs and a lot of opportunity in many areas all over the county, mm-hmm. all over actually Western New York, as well as We have summer internship opportunities. If you have grandkids that are looking for something to do this summer, we have some great, and you get great experience. And I think you fall in love with this field. And whether you're working in the senior services or in disability services, it's a great place to be.
Yeah. And Sarah, can people, can they let you know what they're interested in? And Rhonda, and you can, you know, help them find whatever it is that their talent is with working with people.
Absolutely. And if you just pick up the phone and call, and because we do actually have some housing too for 55 plus and Ooh. Over 18 too. Oh. So there is some affordable housing. That's something new and a new need that we went to.
You know, that was my next question with the apartments, is that did you have to be over a certain age, not just have the income qualification?
For part of our programs, you have to be 62, and then you're income eligible based on that $27,650. And your rent would be based on your income. So everyone pays a different rent based on what you can afford. And then we do have another program with our tax credit, and it's a set rent, but it's much more affordable than your typical market rents.
And we were talking about the names of the complexes. You would never know that this is, you know, this is being run by People Inc.
No, you would have no idea unless you go by and you
by
see
an
the
agency,
little,
yeah. I would say. Yeah.
Yep. They're all delightful. It's sunflower, lily, iris, marigold, and then we've gone to some trees. So we've got walnut out there and willow. So different locations all throughout
Sarah,
West New York.
What have you heard from some of the people who rent from you and how it has changed their lives?
Oh, my gosh. I think about people that might be in homes that they just either can't afford, can't maintain anymore. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods have changed, their neighbors have moved out, and they're able to come, especially when a new building is built, and they make such good friends, and they do so many different things. They have a new take on life.
A new purpose.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're listening, and now all of a sudden we have your attention, tell us again, Sarah, what the income qualification is to get on the list for one of these great senior apartments.
Sure. For one person, you have to make less than $27,650 a year.
So if you break that down to their Medicare.
What they get monthly?
Yes. Or Social
Security. Social
Security
and a pension, something like that. About $2,300 monthly. You
okay.
have to make less than that. Because we always think about what goes in your checking account every month. You know?
Because it's a wonderful thing if you have a home. But now that we're getting into summer, now you're thinking about maintaining, again, lawn, and I get the windows done, and this and that. And if your heart isn't into it, right now it's a great market to sell that house and find yourself in a brand new living environment. We have to leave it there, folks. But People Inc. is who you want to get in touch with. We thank Rhonda Frederick, who's the president and CEO, and Sarah Bonstadt, who's been helping us. She's the Senior Living Policy Administrator. Please call 716-880-3890 or log on to people-inc.org.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Efforts continue to save the Sullivans. WBEN's Max Ferry reports.
It's day 9 of the USS the Sullivans recovery process, and some positive updates have been reported. CEO of the Buffalo Naval Park, Paul Marzello, says the team is starting to recover important artifacts of the ship.
And that is to locate, prioritize, and recover key artifacts. And we have done 40 of them to date. And you saw some images of them coming off the ship yesterday.
Commander of Buffalo's U.S. Coast Guard's Captain Alexia Littlejohn says the plugs in the holes of the ship have been installed.
So divers completed their assessment of the starboard side. They were able to plug 10 holes on the starboard side. They've now moved on to the port side Two holes have been plugged thus far on the port side, and we're definitely seeing that that is having an effect. The water ingress has slowed as a result of those plugs being installed.
For more updates and information, visit WBEN.com. I'm Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
The unionization of Starbucks at one Cheektowaga store is on hold. The National Labor Relations Board originally rejected the counting of late ballots for the Anderson and Walden location, but the Atlanta office ruled they did have to be counted. The ballots arrived after the deadline, but before the counting. The original count was 8-7 in favor of unionization. Following the counting of additional votes yesterday, it was 10-10. There is one unchallenged ballot remaining. A tie vote defeats unionization. A doozy of a day on Wall Street as the Dow gave back 981 points yesterday. Greg Merkel of FSC Securities says investors are concerned about the Fed raising the interest rates.
By doing that, you slow down the economy. It's like putting the foot on the brake pedal a little bit, and it depends on how hard you do that. Letting your foot off the gas is one thing. Hitting the brakes is a different thing.
The NASDAQ lost more than 330 points. Erie County is now on the high level of COVID cases, according to the CDC. The Erie County Health Department says there were 658 new COVID cases over the past 7 days. The total number of cases per 100,000 residents over the past 7 days now 359. Earth Day activities going on across western New York today at the Birchfield Nature and Art Center on Union Road in West Seneca. Volunteers are cleaning the park of debris collected over the winter. You can sign up this morning. Over at the West Seneca Library, down the street on Union Road, a free tree planting workshop. You can learn about tree biology and how to plant trees, with the event culminating in a tree planting ceremony on the library grounds. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future, because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. And we're going to talk about something that's very important to all of us. We don't give them enough respect like we should. And you know what? If you don't, you're going to pay the price. I'm talking about our feet. Now, our feet, folks, I want you to look down for a second. We give very, very little respect to these two most important things that have held us up our whole lives. Our feet have changed, whether we're ladies and we've carrying children, our poor feet under us have adjusted to weight gain. As we're getting older, we might be a bit more arthritic. You might have issues with your heels. You might have plantar fasciitis. Let's face it, our feet don't look like the feet we had when we were about 16 years old. They have changed, and they're basically a reflection of how we've lived our lives. If you've had the kind of job where you're on your feet, you know the importance of good footwear, okay? You know, if you're a nurse, if you're someone who's on a route,
you're moving constantly, you're a waitress, you want to, and if you just want to be comfortable, you can't spend time in bad shoes because it will catch up with you and it will bite you. You think you're saving money, but in the long run, if you're going to have pain due to problems with your feet, it is not worth it. My husband had this problem, okay? He's having back issues. He's having a bit of arthritis. He's got the plantar fasciitis. And I looked down at his footwear and said, you know what? This is not going to do. He was wearing your average shoe and sneaker that you get at the big box store. And I'm sure he paid, you know, pretty penny for them. But they weren't taking care of him. They were just on his feet. So I said, we're going to stop this. We're going to go to the one place in Western New York that specializes in our feet. And that is SAS Shoes. Now, I know of SAS because they advertised with us on AM Buffalo for years. But I hadn't gotten a chance to get over there in quite a while. Main and Transit is where they are, right in Transit Town Plaza on the corner. And when you get there, you're going to meet Aaron Tolman and staff. So we've got Aaron with us today for our interview. Good morning, Aaron. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you very much for having me.
And, you know, I'm picky, Aaron, when it comes to who's on Senior Radio. I want to make sure that it's a business that really, really cares about our seniors here in Western New York. And I know that is true about SAS Shoes from our previous experience. But Aaron, when I did get to the store with my husband, it was everything that I hoped it would be, that experience. And, you know, that has to do with your family background and the years that you have had serving Western New York clients.
Yes, that's correct. I'm a third-generation retail. My grandfather started in the late 20s and then ended up buying a retail shop from the person he worked for, and my father still runs that. And then now we've expanded into the shoes here in Buffalo, and they have the two stores here in the Transtown Plaza now.
You know, the one thing that I knew what was going to happen, and it did, is that when I spoke with you or I spoke with Donna, who helped us that day, or Ron, when you ask a question about your products, you folks have the answers. There's nothing worse than talking to a sales associate who kind of really doesn't want to be there, and you ask them a question about the product you're interested in buying, and they kind of give you this, I don't know, we'll ask this person. Now, that's not the case with SAS Shoes. You really have a personal relationship with this brand and why they are so good for us.
That's right. And you know, we try and ask questions when the customers come in and try and find out what's going on and figure out if there's any problems that we can help solve and help minimize any foot discomfort, pain issues, and offer suggestions that will help give them a more comfortable footwear experience.
And, you know, Aaron, like I said, this was a family decision for us to come on over and see you because, you know, every time I want to travel, we're ready to go on our next trip, you know, coming up in May. And when I do proposition my husband and say, let's go out, let's go do this, this is going to take a little bit of walking, he would always give me that, this is going to hurt me look. You know what I mean? It's like, do you have to put those shoes on and go? And when I got to your store and we worked with Donna and we worked with you, and first things first was that you found the right orthotic for him. I mean, it just changed his whole demeanor, and I think you see something like that every day with your clients.
We really do. So many people that come in the doorway are, you know, having the common foot issues, the plantar fasciitis you mentioned, arch pain, metatarsalgia, and simple issues like that that we can really help solve and give them a more comfortable experience in walking. And, you know, whether it's a short distance or on a trip, long distances, we can definitely help improve that.
Yeah, and SAS Shoes, you have been there for a long, long time. And, you know, I got to tell you, Aaron, I was really impressed with the variety of footwear that you have there. It's not just, uh-oh, I have to go and wear orthopedic shoes. That wasn't the case at all.
Right. Yes. Yeah, no, this comfort shoes over the last 10-plus years have definitely gotten more stylish comfort because that's what people want. They don't want to wear the orthopedic shoes. They want normal-looking shoes that are comfortable, and that's what we really try and carry, you know, all the top brands and styles and have that nice offering for our customers.
Yeah, it took me a while to get through everything in the store. You have shoes, you have Route 5 boots next door, sandals, slippers, sneakers, heels, and socks, and handbags.
Yes.
And the thing is, though, that when you come in, you have a wonderful opportunity to give somebody a digital diagnosis for the correct fit. And I was very impressed with that.
Yes, yeah, the Atrex foot scanning technology that we offer is a really nice tool that we can use, and it helps shows the customer, you know, what issues they're having with the pressure points, and it shows right there on the screen, and they can see it, and now it has a picture of what they're feeling, shows us, and then we can help diagnose that and give them a much better comfortable experience with those orthotic inserts.
Yeah, now, Aaron, you've been working, like I say, in this business for a long time. And do you think that it's just a matter of we kind of get busy with our lives and don't realize that what we're putting on our feet is making a difference in a negative way to how we're walking, how we're feeling, how we're planning our life? Like I had said at the beginning of this segment, our feet have changed since we were kids. We've asked a lot of our feet throughout our lifetime. And the thing is, when you go in to a big box store and you go get yourself a pair of sneakers, you're going to pay a lot of money, and a lot of that is for the marketing. I would much rather come into SAS and learn about your product and then get something that, hello everybody, made in the USA, and you can see the quality that's built right into that footwear.
Exactly, yeah. SAS, that comfort, fit, and quality is what they're known for. The size and widths that they offer as well. Women's sizes 4 to 12, men's 6 to 16, and, you know, that slim to extra, extra wide widths. So we've got all the size and widths to cover and fit most all the customers that come in through the door.
Yeah, and that was another thing, because we're always trying to slam our feet into shoes that are just kind of made for anybody. Every one of us is unique. We you look at your foot doesn't look like anybody else's foot on this planet. And yet we're always going to the store and we're making the same mistake over and over again, trying to buy a shoe that was really just made for any, you know, supposedly any foot. And we wonder why we have issues with our feet year after year after year.
That's right. And so, you know, when every customer comes in, we try and measure both feet, because even right and left feet are different.
Yeah.
And then with the Atrex orthotics that we offer, it does offer a more custom fit to each shoe that the customer's trying on.
And you know, Aaron, the tale of the tape is that, like I said, I was kind of, come on, honey, let's go. We're going to go to SAS Shoes. And you know what? Once my husband started working with Donna, not only did he buy a pair of everyday walking shoes, which can be really substituted for good shoes, he bought two extra pairs of orthotics and a pair of sneakers. It was like I couldn't get him out of there. And it was wonderful to see, like I say, that change in him, that now when we're planning on going somewhere, he immediately, you know, puts the orthotics and the sneakers, and he knows which pair of shoes he's going to go in. And it's like he's a different person. It's just amazing the difference in the experience of living our lives, which we're all about, living it and living it well, when you're not in pain from something like incorrect footwear.
Right, right. Yeah, and just being healthier and being comfortable when you're on your feet and not worried about how far it is to the store that you're walking to, or a restaurant, or a walking trip. You're just thinking about the experience and not worried about your feet being comfortable. That's a big relief for a lot of people.
You know, Aaron, it seems to me you and your staff, you just take the time with everybody who comes in and said, just try it. Just try it, because you must get an awful lot of customers who are there for the first time. I know they're going to come back once you once they come through the door. But the first-time customer who really doesn't know what to expect must be just, again, it must be such a gratifying feeling for you to know that they're going to leave that store after an entirely different foot-buying experience.
It really is, and it's very satisfying, and it's rewarding when you see them come back for the next time, and they're thanking you for, you know, just helping them out and solving one of those foot issues and the discomfort issues that they're having, and then they come back that second time and are looking for more shoes and boots and, you know, whatever they may need, and you know, we're their go-to store for their footwear needs.
Oh, yeah, Aaron, that you were even telling me when I was there in person that people have moved away and they contact you via email so they can continue getting their shoes from you.
Yep. They call up, or, you know, even they just want to call and talk to us on the phone, email, whatever it might be, and still support our store here, and they just still have that connection to us, which is nice.
Yeah, and it's not like you can go in there and anybody's going to look at you funny because, you know, you have a foot issue. This is why doctors refer their patients to go to SAS Shoes, podiatrists and orthopedics. They want their patients to come in because they know SAS Shoes is the only place that's going to fit them properly, and you're going to get a beautiful shoe.
Yes, that's correct. We've had relationships for as long as we've been in Western New York, and the doctors know that they send their customers here that are going to be taken care of.
Yeah, and you know, we went in for my husband, Aaron, and then I wanted to be put on the orthotic machine myself because I wanted to see him. Now, I didn't think I had any foot issues, and it's funny because my the insert that was recommended for me, ever since I started wearing it, it's been interesting because I didn't think I had problems with my feet, but I was actually getting a little bit of pain in my toes from arthritis and a little bit of nerve pain, neuropathy. And I find that after walking with my orthotics in the correct shoe, that pain is gone. And that's an amazing, amazing discovery after you just kind of live with something for a while.
That's right. And, you know, until it's really a major issue, then you realize it. But it's something that's developed over time. But if you can get ahead of the game and get the better fitting shoe, more support with that orthotic insert, you can push off any of those foot issues down the road.
Yeah. And I got to tell everybody, I'm so proud to be a client of yours. And now that you're a client of ours, I'm really excited about it. Because, as people know, I'm very picky about Senior Radio. This is Aaron Tallman, everybody. He's the owner of SAS Shoes right on Main and Transit, right in Transitown Plaza on the corner, right next to Route 5 Boots. You can get in touch through SASShoesBuffalo.com. Go down and visit. Give them a call if you like at 716-631-1002. They're open Monday through Saturday. You're going to meet Aaron. You're going to meet Donna. You're going to meet Ron. And you are going to leave with feet that have never felt as good as they will after being fitted at SAS Shoes.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as wings.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. This is a time of year where a lot of families are getting together, and hopefully you're having good times, right? I mean, we're trying to do the best we can. We still have restrictions here and there, so it's a real pleasure to be able to get in touch with your family. And I got to tell you, last time I did this when I was home with my family, we had some real serious talks. And, you know, it ended up having those talks. Those talks are a lot better than I was really worried about. I mean, my dad has passed. We're down to my mom now. And, you know, let's face it, I'm 66, okay? My mom is 91. Nobody gets out of this alive. And so it's just important
to think about what your assets are and what you have worked so hard your whole life to make sure that everything is funneled in the right way after you pass. I think it would be such a waste of a lifetime to just leave everything willy-nilly, you know, when you pass away. Everybody has assets. You may not think you have very much, but let me tell you, what you have is very valuable to your family, and it's so important to put into writing the kinds of things that you're going to care about with your assets. There's no better people to talk to about this than the folks from the Stamm Law Firm, okay? We've had Greg on the show. We've got Brian and Brad standing by. Next Generation, with Amanda Townsend, by the way, who's into estate planning and estate administration, to talk about the importance of having that tough conversation that once you get into it, it's actually not as tough as you think. Right, guys?
Linda, you're right. And what we have found is, whether it be conversations with parents that are getting a little bit older or whatever the situation may be, there's relief in these conversations. Parents feel relieved when their older children come forward and say, hey, Mom and Dad, what have you been thinking in terms of your assets and what do you want us to do to help you and things along those lines? It provides a lot of relief. And the conversations can go very smoothly, and it becomes a really good information session. And it helps us, as the attorneys, do the planning that they want, as opposed to, well, I think this would occur if I didn't do anything, or vice versa. They can plan with what they want and how they want things to go. And it provides wonderful comfort to families, because now you have the children who say, we were concerned, and now we're pleased that there's a plan in place. And the parents who say, we were concerned, and now we're pleased that there's a plan in place. And it's really vitally important. And like we're telling everybody, not the easiest thing to talk about, but has to be done.
Has to be done, because it's harder if you don't. And you know what I found by firsthand experience? Sometimes this conversation starts while you're all attending a funeral. It could be somebody in the family. And of course, you're all there, you're all together, and someone starts talking about how, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I would want. Well, what would you want? And so you start moving into that conversation where people feel a little more free to talk about their issues. And then you can start bringing up other things. Well, what about your estate, Mom or Dad? You know, you've got a lot of assets here. Have you taken care of putting this in writing so your final wishes can be exactly the way you want it? And I would think a lot of people would have opinions on how their estate is going to be divvied up.
Well, the opinions they have many times, and understandably, is not necessarily what the law says. You know, people have an idea of how they think it'll go if they either don't have anything in place or they haven't updated their documents because something's changed in their life. They just think like, well, it'll just go to the kids or it'll go to so-and-so. Well, not necessarily true.
No.
So that's when you come in and you meet with us, we'll explain what the law says. And if you don't like it or if you don't want it to go that certain way, then tell us how you want it to go, because the courts will always listen to your wishes as long as they're signed documents witnessed by us. Then the court can't come in and say, well, this isn't clear. We make sure it is clear.
You know, I always think about, you know, I don't know one person who loves paying taxes. I don't know one person who loves having the law tell them what to do. And that's exactly what you're opening up yourself into if you don't have your final documents taken care of.
That's correct, Linda. There are different ways to structure your estate plan to avoid things like the tax implications afterwards, and that's what we're here to help with.
Yeah, let's talk about situations after death. Like, tell us a little bit about what we need to know and what really goes on after someone has passed.
Well, Linda, what we're finding, quite honestly, is that people are unaware of the very specific rules and procedures that happen in court when someone passes. Sometimes, and we understand, it's not easy to call lawyers. People get a little fearful of lawyers or legal fees and things like that. And they try and do these things on their own. They're trying to, quote-unquote, administrate their parents' estate, per se, on their own. And then they hit that roadblock where they're like, oh, I don't know what this means. Gee, I need help. And we're finding that a lot of people are not sure of the process. What we want to provide to the families in this community is help and guidance in that. They're grieving. They're suffering. It's not easy, certainly, to lose a loved one, and we understand that. We're here to help guide you through that process because I'm telling you, it's not easy.
No, it is not. And you and as you were saying, once you do have that conversation and you do have your will and your power of attorney, you have all of this worked out, you know, you feel, like you say, so relieved just to know that everything is taken care of in case and when, and then in case, we're all gonna pass away, but yeah. When this happens. And like you say, to find out what really happens legally after death, if this is not in place, is really sad. It's doubly sad for the person who has passed and for their loved ones.
Oh yeah, and it gets worse, and it gets more difficult in the difficult time already, because now you can have family members fighting. You can have people coming out of the woodwork looking to get some money from some source. So it becomes stressful too, and you know, people don't understand how the law works in certain ways, that there's creditors out there. There's nursing homes that are looking to get reimbursed. There's some children who are out of a will and try to get back in. So we always encourage people, soon after a loss of a loved one, let us get involved and take that burden off you, right? Let us take that burden as your professional attorneys, and you go through the grieving process, and then we'll take you through the legal steps of what we do for you to get everything in place at the end.
And Linda, there's times when the will may not actually have to be, quote-unquote, brought to court. That people may come in and there may be beneficiaries in place or pay on death or transfer on death designations where we can explain to people this doesn't have to go through probate. And they look at us like, oh, it doesn't? Well, what does that mean? Well, you're the beneficiary. It's just going to come to you. Really? Say, like life insurance?
Yeah. Wow.
401ks?
Yeah.
So if a loved one didn't have all their affairs in order, you're still recommending that the survivors in this family come and see you to see what you can do for this person's estate.
Yes, we can walk them through that entire process and go through all the questions they have, look at all of the assets, and guide them in order to take care of that.
I mean, Linda, sometimes we're finding assets that kids didn't even know about. I'm not kidding you. We write letters to all the banks in Western New York to make sure there's no accounts out there. Because, you know, not every parent tells their kids where their money is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding, we found $100,000 out at Bank on Buffalo. $100,000.
Yeah.
And the family, what?
Yeah.
You don't know sometimes what mom or dad have.
You don't. And again, in this day of blended families and step families and who's in the will, who is not, by all means, you want to work with someone who can help you. And not only just for this generation, the Stams have been around. They believe in building long-lasting relationships, generation after generation. You can let their family help your family. Get all this in order. Have those tough conversations. You're going to find they're not as tough as you think. But do remember, they're harder if you don't. We want to thank Brad and Brian Stamm, S-T-A-M-M, and Amanda Townsend for joining us. She's the attorney who takes care of estate planning and estate administrator. Visit either of their offices in Williamsville or Clarence. And, of course, keep listening to Senior Radio Buffalo and find them on seniorradiobuffalo.com. If you're looking for them specifically, stamlaw.com, or you can call them on their main number at 631-5767. And always remember that you've been listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.